It's Monday, June 14th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed an executive order that will lift most of the state's coronavirus rules. The order Newsom signed Friday takes effect tomorrow. It will end the state's stay-at-home order and its various amendments. Starting tomorrow, there will be no capacity limits or physical distancing requirements for businesses. Fully vaccinated people can stop wearing masks in most places. Newsom said he will not end the statewide declaration of emergency, which ensures the governor has the power to alter or suspend state laws in the future. That has angered Republican lawmakers who say the declaration is unnecessary. The state legislatures of Nevada and Colorado are the latest to approve bans of most racialized mascots in public schools. The Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr reports.
The American Psychological Association called for the retirement of Indian mascots 16 years ago, citing research by psychologists like Stephanie Freiberg. She says these mascots and the behavior they encourage in schools cause measurable harm to Native children's mental health and self-esteem.
You know, we're really playing with children's identities in a place that is so essential to life outcomes.
Freiberg credits the Black Lives Matter movement for sparking the retirement of the Washington, D.C. NFL team's mascot. Erin Payment, vice president of the National Congress of American Indians, says a small wave of school mascot retirements and statewide bans has followed.
We see it as dominoes falling from an earlier racist era, but we're still not there.
Nearly 2,000 American schools still use Indian mascots, including more than 100 across every state in our region. Colorado and Nevada schools with Native mascots now have a year to change them unless they reach an agreement with federally recognized tribes. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Marr.
Native American activists in our region cheered the cancellation of the Keystone XL oil pipeline, which they say would have encroached on tribal lands in Montana and South Dakota. The Canadian company behind the project scrapped it last week, 5 months after President Joe Biden canceled its permit. Tribal members and environmentalists had fought the pipeline for a decade. Among them was Las Vegas native Mercedes Krause, a member of the Oglala Lakota Sioux Nation.
We always stand in solidarity with the tribal communities around our country. They're our relatives who are fighting these things.
Krause is vice chair of the UNLV Native American Alumni Club, which is also opposing a lithium mine planned for Thacker Pass in northern Nevada. The club says it threatens sovereign tribal land. A Second Amendment rights group has filed a federal lawsuit challenging Nevada's new ban on so-called ghost guns. KUNR's Paul Boger reports.
A group known as the Firearms Policy Coalition, along with a pair of Nevada residents, filed the lawsuit in Reno. It argues AB 286 is unconstitutional because it prohibits gun owners from exercising their constitutional right to own a self-manufactured firearm. The law bans the sale and possession of any gun that is made from a kit or is 3D printed because they often lack serial numbers and can be impossible to trace. The measure was approved along party lines and signed into law last Monday. 8 other states have enacted similar pieces of legislation. Paul Boger, KUNR News.
A federal judge recently pressed pause on new oil and gas drilling on 630 square miles of public lands in our region. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
The judge ruled that the Bureau of Land Management must revisit leases in Wyoming and Montana because it failed to figure out how many sage-grouse might be affected by drilling there. New well pads, pipelines, and storage tanks are all considered big threats for these chicken-sized birds. Michael Saul is an attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity. His organization helped file the lawsuit, and he says the sage-grouse are what's called an indicator species.
It's a metaphorical canary in the coal mine for the survival of 300 other species of birds, mammals, and other creatures that rely on a healthy sagebrush ecosystem.
A Bureau of Land Management spokesperson declined to comment. The judge's decision means the agency needs to redo parts of the environmental review for these leases. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
Those are your morning news headlines for Monday, June 14th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.